What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To your text and your calls and your advice message. Coming up, but first, a quick break from our sponsors. What do you need an answer to? What can we help you solve? Send in your questions right now because it is Text Roulette with Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix. It is brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. We're going to spin the roulette wheel.
Yes!
See what number we land on. Which question are we getting to? We had questions coming in here overnight. Did you see that, Radar?
Did see that.
11.
Oh. 11.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,
11. But don't drop the 12.
11. Let me proofread this. Sometimes there's typos. This is straight to the point. I found my fiance's journal in her gym bag. ... I only looked because she used my AirPods at the gym. I'm dying to read it. Should I peek? Okay, so when this person says I only looked, meaning they only looked in the bag because they needed the AirPods back, okay, but found the journal, I'm dying to read it. Should I peek? No, never. That's your fiance's personal private thoughts. That shouldn't even be a question.
Fiance used the AirPods though?
If there's something that you need to know, you would trust and hope that the fiance would tell you this.
Wait a minute.
Why do you feel like you should peek? Can't you just say to your fiance jokingly, hey, here's the journal. Anything you want to tell me, anything you should know, wink, wink. You should never look in someone's journal. That
Wait
is
a minute, though.
For them only. If they want you to know something, they will tell you.
Oh, so you're saying don't be honest in your relationship. You want to keep secrets. I see. Okay. I see what
a
side you're on.
A journal are your deepest thoughts.
I'm just saying.
That's not key.
My wife and I share everything.
So you should know the inner dialogue that I have in my brain?
As the
That's
fiance?
That's what a journal is.
As the fiance? As the soon-to-be husband or wife? Yeah, absolutely. Why not?
There has to be some level of, these are my personal...
Why do you need those personal thoughts? Why do you need those to be kept from the person that
you love?
To
get through life.
You can share everything with the person
you're
that you love.
You're being sarcastic
to
be funny.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Nope. We've talked about this before with relationship questions that have come in on Text Roulette. It's been like, oh, person who has nothing to hide hides nothing. Don't you say that?
I do
That's
say
Dr.
that.
Dr. Phil's big
I
thing.
I do say
Come
that.
Come on.
But this is a journal.
Mm-mm.
A journal is not meant for anybody else to read
Why?
But you.
Why? What's in there? What are you hiding? Oh, I saw him at the gym. I don't know if I want to get married now. What? Oh, you would never put that down. You keep those thoughts in your head.
People use Whatever's... a journal as a form of therapy.
Okay, but why not?
Who better than who you're living with for the rest of your life
to kind of like bounce things off of?
Which is why if they're not hiding anything, they'll tell you whatever it is that you do need to know. The difference between a journal and looking in someone's phone is looking in someone's phone, they're likely engaging with another person. And that's where, okay, if you're hiding stuff like that on your phone, that's one thing.
Oh.
This is a journal is a personal item that an individual uses as a form to get through life.
You're running in circles there. If it's in your phone, you should share that. What are you hiding?
I'm saying
but yet when you
text
write something
messages in a phone or right? DMs with somebody in a phone.
What if you write that in your journal? I was texting her.
Then that's
and I
a
think
problem.
She likes me.
Then that's a problem.
Because you know what? That's my journal. You shouldn't look in there.
You shouldn't look in a journal.
A journal.
A journal is different than a
phone. I have showed my wife my journal on my phone. I have showed her both the phone and my journal. Look at what I put in here today. Look what
a journal is a physical item that expresses what is in your head and in your heart.
I say go for it.
That is personal.
Peek at it.
Okay, so let's tape. Let's roll this tape all the way through. So this person sees something in the journal that is questionable.
How do you know it's going to be questionable?
How do you bring that up then? What do you say? I peeked in the journal. A journal is so...
Right.
I feel like I'm saying it. I'm talking in circles. I'm saying personal too many times here, but I can't stress enough. It's personal. There are people that live or die by their journals. That's how they get through life's toughest moments.
From other people. But if it's your soulmate, why can't you share that with your soulmate?
It's a serious breach of trust to go into their inner thoughts like that.
I say go for it. I go ahead and peek. What do you all think?
No, do not peek.
It's the fiance. It's not like, oh, my best friend I saw, or I saw my daughter's journal. No, keep that stuff. Yeah. But it's the person you're going to spend the rest of your life with.
You should be able to trust. And if this is an issue of trust,
you shouldn't keep secrets from them.
Your inner thoughts?
You shouldn't keep secrets from them.
Your inner thoughts.
I bounce stuff off my wife all the time.
You don't need to tell someone every thought you have every second of every day in a relationship.
Some people like to do that with their significant other.
If this person said, okay, all right, the original question here.
Bring it up. Bring it back. Yeah, for everybody.
You don't get tied up and think that the phone is the same thing as a journal. They're two different items. Okay, this was the question. I found my fiance's journal in her gym bag. I only looked because she used my AirPods at the gym. I'm dying to read it. Should I peek? This is all we know from the listener that sent this in to Text Roulette. But what I would also say is if you feel like there's something that you're concerned about, there are deeper issues going on in this relationship.
They just want to peek and see what's in there.
And do what with the information?
I don't know, but it's like a kid at Christmas. Oh my gosh, Santa's bringing other gifts, but mom and dad got me something. What is it? Let's go peek. Let's go find the presents. You just want to see. You're spending the rest of your life with this person. 414-432-1099. You can call or text your
Should
advice.
Should they peek in the fiance's journal? Yes or no? Well, you know where I stand on this.
We're going to hear from you next, but first, it's a break from our sponsors.
Joan, what do you think?
Hell no.
Why not, Joan? What is the problem?
Okay. Would you rather have her go to a therapist and you sit in? I mean, it's cheaper than a therapist, one. Two, it's her personal thoughts. If you don't trust her, then why are you getting married?
Yeah.
Well, but if she trusts him or her... I mean, why not share everything? You're sharing everything. Look, they're sharing AirPods, and they've got wax. They're sharing wax together. What's the difference?
So, are you going to bring her in your jockey shorts with you everywhere you go?
Maybe that's what they want to do.
But Joan, and that's where I feel like Radar's confusing the journal as you know, text messages with someone else on the phone. And again, that should still be private. You should still have the ability to have private conversations with people.
I talk to my wife about my stress and my anxiety and stuff all the time that I would put in a journal, because I do. I put it in my journal in my phone. What's the diff? I share that with her.
Maybe he doesn't want to hear her every waking moment either, and she doesn't want to bother him. She needs time to just have a zen moment for herself.
Yes, and a journal is a way to process.
It's a way to
process information. Right. It's a way to reflect. Right. It's a way to express yourself. And she should be able to do that freely without worrying about him seeing it.
And then and you're talking trust right there, because if he goes in there, she finds out, she's not going to trust him either. They're starting their relationship or their marriage in a really bad note.
Yeah. So now that he found the journal, I mean, just leave it alone. But now, isn't this person going to be wondering all the time? God, I wonder what they're putting in there.
Again,
can they open up and ask?
If you're wondering, just say, I saw your journal.
Okay. Yes.
I was wondering if there's anything that I need to worry about that I need to fix or whatever I need to work on.
Now you're totally making sense to me now. Yeah, I get you now.
Yeah, but possibly, I think that's a great way of approaching it, Joan, is saying to the person, hey, I found your journal. I want you to know I respect your privacy. Yeah. I wasn't going to look. But if there is anything that you feel that you want to talk to me about, I'm open. And I'd love to know, is there any way I can support you in what you may be going through? That is such a different way than saying, I read your journal.
Yeah, I just peeked. It wasn't going to be like he was going to read it or she was going to read it. It's just, they just peeked.
Joan,
I get it. I get what Joan is saying now.
Joan, and every single person that is texting into the Citing Unlimited text line agrees with you. Here's one that says,
I absolutely
use my journal as therapy. My depressed thoughts and ramblings do not need to be read by my fiance. Such an invasion of privacy.
Agree with Elizabeth 100%. Yes. And I'm coming around because of Joan.
She needs to, you know, like even when I'm pissed at someone, I don't come right off and just let it all blurt out. I need to process it. I need to think it through. I need to do that, and then I'll figure out a different way in which to approach the situation.
Joan, you're opening my eyes to journaling. This is good stuff.
There you go. And also, here's a great message here that says, if you share every single thing with that person, you have nothing left for yourself. And that's why a journal, it can be so special for people.
That's why they're, you know, you don't open your presents and you know everything that you're going to get for Christmas either. You don't get everything.
There's those people who don't like surprises, though, and that could be like my wife does that. She's like, I don't want surprises, but I get what you're saying, totally.
And for this mixed listener,
you need something to look forward to.
Yeah, that is true.
And I really hope for this mixed listener that they're listening to this and hearing it loud and clear that we're saying, do not look in the journal. If you want to have a conversation, we brought up some starters of how you could approach but don't look in the journal.
Go ahead and use the AirPods, but don't look in the journal.
And Radar, I'm glad I can keep you in line. You know?
Oh, you're awesome, Joan. You turned my mind around. I was like, oh, I see it now. Yeah.
Joan, I get so excited when you call into the show. Thanks for being a part of it.
I love you guys. You're great.